that you're feeling, the benefit of feeling the pain that you're feeling is that when it releases a little bit, you'll feel palpable relief. So don't try to shoot off rockets of joy about him going. Just try to find something that gives you some relief from where you are.
I don't feel relief. I feel...
We know, but we want you to reach for relief. In other words, because you see, you have given in to the idea that it's not your right or your ability to change his mind. Mm-hmm. You've given in to the idea that you are powerless about doing anything about this. But we want you to understand that you're not powerless in the way you feel about it. So reach for just a feeling of relief. We'll help you as you get moving.
No matter where he is, we'll always be connected. He's in my heart, and I know that he'll.
All right,
always...
now are you feeling any relief?
A little bit. My heart's not pounding quite as much.
All right, try again.
I see him doing things that he really enjoys. I see the passion in what it is that he wants to do. As long as I mean, for a long time, he's talked about this. What he wants to be a paratrooper. He wants to.
All right. Now, so take that slowly, because when you started to say that, you did begin to feel. In other words, I want him to do what he wants to do, and I've never wanted to hold him back. And he's always been strong in his mind, and I've always known that. I've always known. I sense that he has been self-guided. Does that give you any sense of relief? And I've watched him. I know he's good at what he does. And I can feel his passion for things that he sinks his teeth into. And I myself know how it feels when I do something that I really want to do as compared to when I do something that somebody else thinks I should do. And I like the idea that he's sort of self-actuated in that way, that he's been a self-starter and a self-thinker. I've always been proud of that. And I do like that, even though he's applying it to something that I really would maybe not have chosen. I do like that about him. And I do like knowing that he has been obviously to me tuned in, tapped in, turned on. I've seen that in him. In fact, I think that one of the things that I might be feeling here is that I have been buoyed up by his strength in many ways. And maybe some of what I'm feeling, that separation that I've been feeling, is not just because I'm so worried about him, but it is a sense of being separated from him, like I'm recognizing his strength. And I'm not needing his strength for my strength. I've got my own stream. I know what I'm doing. And so this might be a really good opportunity for me to really come into clear alignment with who I am. And won't it be exhilarating to watch us have this experience of seeming separation while we might be separating more from one another? We will be less dependent upon one another, and therefore each of us will be more ready to reach for the vibrational alignment of who we really are. The most important relationship that I have, I'm coming to understand, is the relationship between me and me. So as I start reaching for that, and for some reason I sort of got off track here, I've been using what's happening with my son as my excuse to separate between me and me. That's the separation that I've been feeling. It's not the separation between my son and myself. It's the separation between me and myself as I'm focused upon what my son is doing. I'm realizing that I've never had control of his experience and never really wanted control of his experience. I unequivocally declare to the universe, I want him to have control of his experience. I'm delighted that he's taken this strong stance that he wants control of his own experience. And I am determined that as I watch him take control of his own experience, I'm going to take control of my own alignment. This is the relationship that I'm going to tend to. I'm not only now not dreading him going, I'm actually understanding the point and the importance of it. And I know that in my alignment with who I am and in his alignment with who he is, as we are both in alignment with who we are, we will not be separated from each other either. There's nothing that's gone wrong here. I don't know why I've been fussing about this. I don't know why I've been taking the worst case scenario and playing it out and using it as my excuse to torture myself when I know so much better about all of this. nothing's gone wrong here. What a wonderful adventure not only is he embarking upon, but I am embarking upon. I am about to discover my true independence, my true freedom, my freedom from resistance, which has only been my attention to things that I do not want. This is forcing me. For the first time in my life, really, here's a situation that I cannot control through action. I must control through the alignment of my energy. Finally, I'm going to do what I was born to do, and I'm going to triumph in it. And I know that I will look back on all of this. We all will. And I will say that was the best decision that you ever made, because it put me into a place of having no choice if I were to survive in the joy that is natural to me than to come into alignment with who I am. I'm so glad you're going. I'm so glad you had such a wonderful time. I'm so glad it was so fulfilling to you. I'm so glad you fulfilled your reason for being. I'm so glad that you came home safely. I'm so glad we had this experience. That's the way this will turn out for you.
I named him Mark, and he's going to make a mark in the world. So,
good time for a segment of refreshment. We are complete.